The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So when I came into the meditation hall just now and saw you sitting so still and quiet, I appreciated very much the context that you were creating here, that if I came in here, into the quiet, into the stillness, into the sense of intentionality around practice that I felt here, it had an effect on me that was good. That would be very different if this was Grand Central Station at commute time. And I'd walked in here and people walking and yelling and busy and in a hurry and, you know, just pushing each other aside. It's a very different context. There's a context here that we've created. And so there's a kind of, it's useful in our life to consider that there are maybe kind of two things. There's what's happening to you, what's going on for you, and the context in which it's happening. And is the context the one that's most supportive for you, most helpful for you? Are there other contexts that might be helpful? Some of you maybe find the context of meditating in a group like this very supportive. And you know, you could have gone to Costco today, this morning instead. You know, or even better, IKEA. And they had chairs there. You probably could have sat in some of those chairs for a while and meditated. But the effect might be very different on you where you are. So that context, so that's an external context, but there's also an internal context. There's what's happening for you. And we say, there's kind of an emphasis we have in this practice is to hold everything in awareness. Whatever's happening, you don't have to fight it or change it, but practice with it, breathe with it, be with it. And what we're doing there is offering a particular context for it that's different than if you weren't practicing with that. It might be, you might be believing it, or you might be hating it, or reactive to it. You're offering a different context for what's here. And so are there different contexts that you can contribute? That does not, you're not trying to get rid of anything, you're not trying to condemn anything, or trying to make something different happen, but what is the context you would like to make that is most supportive for you? So, for example, the context of just sitting upright and still with the body. To be really still and quiet heightens the awareness to certain things, things that often highlight. It also might mean that you become more aware of the impulses to try to change what's happening or make yourself more comfortable, and you can see it more clearly. And the question is, do you give into it? What should you do? So, I mean, one thing that some people will come here and they feel very sad, they're grieving, and they feel ready to cry. This is meant to be a safe place to cry. But the recommendation is, don't collapse. Don't give in to the despair. Don't give in to the sadness. But create a context for it that allows it to be held in a still body, in a quiet body, in an upright body, a body that has a dignified posture. You don't try to fix it. You don't try to condemn it. But it makes a difference, the posture you have. If you give into it and collapse into it, you're going to create a different context for it. Is that the context you want to provide? It's kind of maybe a giving up context. And so now the giving upness that lives in you is flowering. It has its heyday. It's there, and it's not innocent. It now creates a different context and might make it feel that's even more difficult now to be with what's happening because you've given up in the middle of it. So something as simple as having a good posture and sitting still can make a world of difference. And some of you probably found this out, that if there's a difficulty, challenging time in your life, or you're overexcited and it doesn't seem quite useful to be that way, well, can you change the context? Don't just keep doing what you're doing. Maybe change your context. You know, if you're having computer problems, I have a friend who has computer problems right now, and he could throw the computer across the room and stomp on it. You know, that's one option. That does a certain kind of effect. But what happens if you sit still, walks away from the computer and holds the frustration in this quiet, mindful posture, or go for a walk in the park and not think about it? Will something else happen then? And what might happen that's different? So part of a wise, mindful life is to understand the importance of context, the context you put yourself in and the context that you offer to the inner context you provide for it. And that's one of the things we're doing, just simply being mindful of it is a huge different context. Because if you're mindful, if mindfulness is strong, you're interrupting some of the other contexts that maybe were deleterious. If you feel a lot of anger, you know, one common policy with anger is to get into it, believe it and justify it and let it kind of like just, you know, get yourself all ready for fight and give people a piece of your mind because it's justified and it was unfair and you're going to really kind of, you can do that, but you're providing a context. Is that the context you really want to provide for your heart, for your inner life? Is there another context for how to be with your anger? What would be the context you want to have? So this is a question that you can, that it's very useful to have as you go through your days, go through your life, go through your practice, is, yes, this is, something is happening here. X is happening. Given that X is happening, what's the context that I'd like to create for this to be happening? Is there a different context than the one I have? And maybe if it's a charged event with someone, maybe it's better to leave. The last time I left, a couple of times in my life I've left a room because of it, just this is too difficult. And one of those times was parenting. Parenting sometimes for young kids was, I don't know, challenging. And I remember once being just so angry with my son that I thought, okay, I have to leave. So I went to another room for a while and created a different context to be with this because I didn't think that the context I was in was good for me, good for the other people in the family too. So the idea of changing context, what's the context you want this to be in? And so some of you, maybe that was very intentional to come here today, to come to and put yourself in the context of people meditating together. Be in a situation where there's a level of calm and steadiness and peace that maybe is not so obvious at home or at work or in your society as you're going around. And you wanted to get it, you wanted to place yourself in this context to, so that maybe you can see yourself in a different way or hold yourself in a different way to allow something to unfold. So to summarize all this for you, is that I wanted to heighten for you the importance of context. It's one thing to be mindful of what's happening. It's another thing to make choices around the context for holding it. And some of that you're allowed to choose wisely. You're allowed to be considerate and consider it should be a different context. And I need to have this conversation that's difficult with someone. Is this the time and place for it? Is this the context for it? Or we're better off having this conversation at a different time, in a different place. And yeah, let's have this difficult conversation. But let's do it in the park. And maybe just doing it in that kind of setting creates more space, more situations for you. You feel better, more grounded, and more easier to be part of it. So context is important. And part of a wise life is to consider what context you want to have for whatever is going on in the moment. And if it's in meditation itself, even there you can think, you have some choice. What's the context for this now that would be useful so I can hold it or be wise with it? Context. So those are my thoughts for today. So thank you, and Kevin.